Okay, thank you. Well, let me just repeat that for the tape recorder. It's Matthew Cooper at the FCIC, and I'm joined today by Jeff Madrick. And thank you so much for agreeing to talk with us.
My pleasure, as you know.
Well, I want to. I guess I want to start with the broadest possible question. I know this will repeat things you've both said and written, but. What do you see as the major causes of the financial crisis?
Well, you know, it's such a multi-level issue. But for me, without question, regulatory negligence was the main factor. Excessive risk-taking that involved unethical practices and potential fraud on Wall Street was, of course, a major contributor, but it would not have happened without the normal levels of regulatory oversight and vigilance, I think. So, in a nutshell, regulatory neglect at a level that I think history will see is quite extraordinary.
well, let's explore that a little further. What do you see as the regulations? Of course, we've just had a big financial reform bill passed, but at the time, what do you see as the regulations or statutes that were not being properly enforced?
Well, I think clearly the SEC's move in 2003 and 2004 to allow broker-dealers to leverage significantly more was a major event. But I think all the way through, let's keep in mind that, as you think about a lot, I'm sure, the Federal Reserve has a general oversight obligation on banks. And they did not investigate, as far as I can tell, explore, or even understand the level of risk being taken by commercial banks, not to mention investment banks, who were very often part of the same, of course, the same holding company or under the same corporate umbrella somehow or other. It's remarkable in retrospect that the oversight regulatory powers of the Fed were not used to investigate the composition of collateralized debt obligations. I've tried to find out. I believe they had no idea the level of risk of these CDOs. Now, I have to say that I find that kind of remarkable. That here were AAA securities trading at perhaps 1%, 2%, or even 3 percentage points, paying 1, 2, or 3 percentage points more than, say, AAA corporate securities. And this did not raise serious red flags at the New York Fed and the Washington Fed.
Just to clarify, it should have raised red flags because it's being rated the same as,
they had the same ratings.
Right.
They were paying much more money.
Right. So
now let me just can I just do a corollary to that on
sure.
Wall Street that I find pretty remarkable
sure.
as well. And I believe Alan Greenberg, the head of Bear Stearns, wrote in his book that he trusted AAA ratings. He thought AAA. I will keep this off the is there something I can say off the record?
Yeah, I can hit pause for a second as soon as I figure it out. Hang on one second.
I'm not even sure this need be off the record, but
well, let me.